We're talking about a very emotive subject at the top of the show after the suspended prison sentence that was handed down to the woman who bought drugs on the internet to induce a miscarriage. Do you think a woman in that circumstance, Sammy, should be criminalised?
Well, I think that, first of all, we do have a law in Northern Ireland, and there are consequences for breaking that law, whether or not the sentence which was handed down by the judge and the criminalisation of the woman was the appropriate way. That's a question for the judicial system. But the one thing we have to...
Well, it's also the law, isn't it? And you're you help draft legislation, don't you?
The law, I believe, reflects the views of people in Northern Ireland. And I didn't catch all of your discussion.
Sure.
But the one thing which I noted in your discussion... the bit that I did catch was that there was a lot about the rights of women, but there was very little said about the fact that the child which is aborted is a living person, and there are consequences there as well. It's a hugely emotive subject.
It is, which is why I'm asking you, Sammy, because you know, the DUP is a party. Do you think women should be prosecuted for taking those pills?
I know that when... And I'll also listen to your contributor. I know that when the law is being discussed by MLAs of all parties, it is not discussed in the way in which has been suggested, that this is some cold decision made by men. Men and women in the Assembly of all parties give great consideration to this, attach great weight to the discussions on it, and come to the decisions which they have come to about the law in Northern Ireland, and it is not something where women are simply dismissed. Indeed, the leader of our party is a woman. She fully understands the issues which face all women who are in that situation in Northern Ireland, and it's only after very, very careful consideration that the law upheld.
But the question, Sammy, for the DUP remains, does your party think women should be criminalised and prosecuted for taking abortion pills online?
As has been said on the programme, if you have a law and people break the law, then there has to be consequences of that. Otherwise, if the law doesn't have any sanctions, then the law becomes unworkable.
And what do you say to Emma Campbell, who's listening? What do you say to Emma Campbell, who's listening here this morning, who has said in this programme that your party, among others, you simply don't care about women?
Well, that's not true. And I've tried to explain to you that these decisions are made only after very careful thought. Everybody knows the emotional turmoil that people who find themselves in that situation have to go through. It is not taken in some blasé way. And indeed, there's a lot of thought, a lot of consideration, a lot of heart searching goes on. But, Stephen, the other side of the argument is that as a result of the lax abortion laws in other parts of the United Kingdom, millions of babies have been killed.
And Sammy, Emma has admitted this morning that she helps women get these abortion pills online. Should people like Emma be prosecuted?
I think that Emma's been really trying to put two fingers up to the law this morning. I've listened to the bit that she has. I think she would almost relish being taken to court simply because she wants a platform. But again, that's up to the police to decide whether or not they feel that in what she has done or the boasts that she has made, whether they're factual. And secondly, if that should result in appropriate action.